Basically, what we're saying is that when you want to declare a public health emergency, there are guidelines which we follow. At the moment, we use World Health Organization guidelines in terms of any disease or condition to declare whether it's a national health public emergency. We follow the guidelines. The guidelines, they give you indicators. You look at the case fatality rate, you look at the admissions, the number of positive cases. So basically, on this issue, what we're saying is that Africa CDC, they need to develop guidelines for us to follow. Because if you take the course of cholera, the countries within the SADC region, we are at different levels. We're looking at the number of cases being found active on a daily basis. We're looking at the number of admissions in our hospital, but we're also looking at the number of case fatality, those who are dying to the same. Zambia is different. Mozambique is different. So you cannot apply a wholesome situation to the nationals. So Africa CDC, they agreed. They're saying they're going to work on the protocols, which has to be followed by the member states.
So if I understand, Madame, from the viewpoint of your country and the other countries, is it something bad if the Africa CDC declares cholera emergency? Is that something bad or good?
It's not bad, but it has implications. If you declare as a bloc, what exactly is it that we're saying? On what statistics are we basing that declaration? Because it has to be evidence-based.
So while cholera may be more in one country, that may not be the same for other countries.
Yes, but you have to understand that it might not be the same, but we are aware of the risk is very high for both countries, regardless of whether Malawi have only one case and Zambia, considering the porous nature of our borders. Cholera is a mobile disease. We have people going in and out. So what we have done, we are on high alert. We have increased our surveillance. We have increased the case identification in the communities. We have increased the risk assessment and community engagement. Basically, I think the most important thing is that we are not saying no, but we are saying let's put proper guidelines with evidence. What are we going to look at before we declare